started last time. We were sitting there. He was like, yeah, fuck it. And then, nope. So y'all don't know. This shit is all fucked up. I want to start it, man. I'm thinking about just... thinking about restarting it again.
Well, fuck it. Let's try it. Come on.
All right, fuck it.
Views are of PJ and Dom. If you don't like it, fuck you. Welcome
fuck you.
To the Hip Hop Power Hour.
What are you gonna what are you gonna want? What are you gonna what? What are you gonna want? What are you gonna put that grit that? What are you gonna put that grit that? What are you gonna what? What are you gonna want? What are you gonna what? What are you gonna want? What are you gonna put that grit that? What are you gonna grit that grit that? What are you gonna what? What are you gonna want? What are you gonna what? What are you gonna want? Sit back, or y'all gon' be the next one to get they shit snatched. Three milli G's at the kid, she was bucking. I need the help, cause I'm allergic to the cuffing. And I hate with the talk or discussions. Know some niggas that is usually for nothing. I told Dre that's a new Tom Brady. Niggas gain no bread cause they lazy. Let me tell you what the op niggas hate me. Cause all the op niggas know I be flexing. And I did 15 on my tickets. And it's big Louboutin when I'm stepping. And it's big 38 for the weekend. Or I call J.R. with the West
Side. Y'all already know what it is, man. What episode is this? 16? 16 of the Hip Hop Power Hour, hosted by PJ and Dom. We are back. What the fuck was that? What was that? What made you go with that verse? What made you go with that verse? Oh, man. Episode 16.
Fuck around with this bullshit ass soundboard, yo. That shit's mad funny.
Oh, man. First off, before we get started, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. They found Pop Smoke's killers. So that's a good thing. They still haven't found Breonna Taylor's killers yet. Well, they found them, but they just haven't arrested them motherfuckers yet. So we still waiting on them to get arrested.
Ain't hard to find. They right there.
I know. They did arrest one of them, I think. Not arrest. They fired one of them, but he got fired for some other shit. I think it was like some what was it? I think it was some nasty shit. I think he was like fucking with a bitch or some shit that. Can't remember.
All right, I'm gonna stop playing with this.
Nah, you straight. Fuck it. Hey, it's episode 16. Hey, it's 16, man. We gotta do some new shit. We gotta do new shit. Episode 16 is lit. It's lit. We are back. Yeah. We were having some sound difficulties, but they are getting clearing up now. So, which is a good thing because we was gonna have to end up doing some other shit.
All right, I'm done.
I don't know how that.
That's how you be doing that shit.
Did that shit say bang bang?
Yeah.
Oh. Bang bang.
Oh man, this shit is stupid.
Oh shit. Real quick, shout out to Santana. We had her on episode 15. We sent her a package. So next time she jumps on, she says she will be more than happy to jump on anytime with us, and we definitely appreciate that. We sent her a package of microphone, headset, and some stickers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Some stickers and shit.
Yeah, stickers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. Definitely appreciate you jumping on. I'm trying to, for episode 20, man, we're trying to do it big. We're trying to either do video or get another guest host. We'll see.
We need to do some video and upload it to YouTube.
Well, you got to get your fucking, what's the name shit?
What now?
You got your webcam?
The camera shit?
Yeah, you got a camera?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Then we can work on that then.
Well, I mean, I got the default one. I don't know how good that's going to be. I mean, we have to test it out. No,
you going
to
look grainy than a motherfucker.
Yeah. Motherfucker in here looking like a Nintendo game.
Yeah, you're going to be pixels. You're going to be like 16-bit, my nigga. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do. All right, fuck it. What's going on?
What's going on? They opened Disney. They opened Disney today. That's what I want. I didn't want to start there, but that shit just happened just now.
Man, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn Disney.
Yeah,
that shit just doesn't seem like it'd be any kind of fun, yo.
I don't understand how they really gonna do this. How they really gonna social distance people? I mean, I see how they gonna do it. I just think it's a stupid idea. I understand why they doing it to get the money, but I still think it's a fucking stupid ass idea. So
that's that Florida shit. Yo, how are they gonna do that and have the NBA bubble down there?
That's what I was getting at as well too. And for
that
all y'all
salty about them rooms.
I don't know how they salty about them rooms. Did you see the pool? The NBA made sure they showed a picture of the pool that they was in. They was like, yo, y'all rooms and food may be shitty, but look at this pool. It's a nice-ass pool. And you get to put whatever you want on the back of your jerseys, like, except for the shit that we tell you you can put on there.
You put what you want, except for we tell you you can't put.
Yeah, it's like, yo, what? Here's a list of what. Yo, that's like some shit they do back in school. Here's a list of shit that you can and can't do. Like, yo, fuck that. Yo, these whole symbols.
What's always
bullshit.
That one extra motherfucker, like how Nas did it?
Oh, yeah, the nigger album.
Album, nigga.
Yeah,
you can't put that on your jersey.
I mean, why not? If it's an acronym for something. Can you not if it stands for something else? No?
Oh, man, I don't know.
But I didn't want to start with
that. What would that even stand for?
There's a podcast on what's the dude with Barstool? That Barstool has a nigger podcast.
Now I'm gonna get your ass.
Is it, you think that's what it stands for? I don't know what it stands for. But Barstool does have a nigger podcast. What does it stand for?
It's run by black people?
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't rolling.
Yeah, that's a little too far for me. I couldn't put that on merch and be cool with wearing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't rolling.
I don't feel comfortable selling that to niggas, so I would say niggas, but I'm not saying ER. I mean, I won't sell ER.
No.
That's too much right there. That's too much. But I mean, didn't the Barstool, one of the owners of Barstool get caught, like, saying nigga and shit?
Yeah, and I guess people that knew him tried to, like, vouch for him. Nah, player.
Let's be honest here. Every white dude has said it.
I mean, if I had to assume, I'd probably say yeah. If I had to assume, I'd probably say yeah. And most of us have always had that one white boy in the group that was just down. And I know some people gave them passes. Man, I get tired of seeing all these white girls on my timeline saying that shit. They get deleted every time I see it.
Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah, right,
you feel a little too comfortable just because you fucking black dick don't mean you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I know. Just because you suck it don't mean you can say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the difference.
The only thing needs to come in your mouth.
Yeah. Exactly. And those views are the views of PJ and Dom from the Hip Hop Power Hour.
Yep. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Fuck you. You know what I mean? Yeah, we got to get that. Is it Jada? Is that Jada that did that song? That fuck you song?
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you.
No, not that. That's a Yo Gotti or some shit. Not that one.
Oh, you're talking about
the old one with him and Styles P?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He played it at the joint, I think.
Oh, yeah. You want
the verses.
You want to talk about that real quick?
Not really.
It went how me and Santana expected it to go. It was a complete wash, in my opinion.
Man, Jada just controlled the damn thing. That's all it was. He controlled the tempo, and Fab just couldn't fight back.
But even when Fab had the tempo, what happened?
He never had the tempo.
He had to where he could play first at the second half. So he did have the tempo.
Yeah, but Jada was just like, fuck it. And, you know, he was drunk, so he was interrupting the set. That is the two versions of drunk.
I love that versus, though. That was one of the best verses for me. Versus his.
Yeah, it was. It was, as far as entertainment goes.
Yeah, entertainment, yes. That was definitely one of the most entertaining verses I've seen.
If this T.I. and 51 happen, which I don't think it will, I think that'll probably be a little, if not as entertaining.
I think so as well. And I don't go with everybody else. I think T.I. is going to be able to take 50. That's just my opinion.
I've been said that. That's my opinion, too.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong.
I really I really think he can take 50. I think them T.I. bangers that T.I. got in the tuck, yeah.
They still bang.
Yes.
Like, when I listen to old 50, it's not the same. Like, we was just in a different space back then. But some old T.I. shit, man, come on.
No, some old 50 still bangs, though. I can't hold them like that.
It's a couple. But ain't nobody trying to hear no damn Candy Shop.
I mean, he can't throw out. You're right. Candy Shop's not being played. We know Candy Shop's not being played. That's not gonna get nothing out of it.
And to me, a lot of his bangers came out of the mixtapes.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I know T.I.'s got a strong catalog.
I said the same shit.
He doesn't get the respect he deserves.
Nope. The South never does, but hey, that is
to me,
what it is.
He could literally play just the whole Urban Legend album and get 50 out of there. That's to me.
That's my opinion as well too. But a lot of niggas ain't thinking like that. It's like, nah, hell no. Nah. They are really like, yo, they think T.I. out of his league. I'm like, I don't think y'all really know what the fuck T.I. got in the tuck with him and Toom.
Yeah. I heard Lil Wayne and Manny Fresh is putting an album together.
Yeah, I had that on the docket as well too to talk about, but they delayed it.
I want to hear it.
I definitely want to hear that.
That's the Wayne I like.
I definitely want to hear that. That's gonna be a banger when that come out, if it comes out. This shit probably gonna end up being like Detox or some shit, like never come out.
Yeah,
like it's gonna be like it's a myth.
Like kind of like Dr. Dre,
like T. Wayne.
I do not want to hear no fucking Dr. Dre Kanye album. Y'all can hang that up and put that in the trash right now.
That's not an album. I think they just said Dr. Dre was mixing it.
I don't know. That one song came out. That shit was trash. I don't care what nobody said.
Yeah, I wasn't going to play
it. You
got
to look at it artistic. Nah, I ain't looking at that shit any other way. I'm not playing that shit.
It's straight. I fucks with it. I just wouldn't listen to it again.
That shit is trash.
I mean, it ain't nothing I put in the it's on heavy rotation. Nah, not at all. But I
listen to it once. You ain't got no Yeezy in your Serato?
Nah, not
that
one. Yeah.
Not that one. At all.
Nah, we cool on that one. That's a different one. You keep that.
That shit live in the recycling bin.
Yeah, that video was even fucking nuts. I didn't. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fuck with that. You need to chill with all that presidential shit too.
Nah, that's a joke. He's not really running for president.
Look, man, I don't care if it's a joke or not. Calm the fuck down.
Niggas trying to sell albums, man. Let him try to sell his
albums.
It
was funny when he announced it, and Elon was like, "You got my full support." And then then he starts hearing some shit that Kanye says. Like, you know what? I may have jumped the gun a little bit there.
Yo.
You think?
Even Kim's concerned about that nigga's health right now. Kim is like, I'm really concerned about Kanye. The world has been telling you you need to be concerned about Kanye for years now. But you
don't
listen.
I think he's going through crisis.
He's been going through crisis, man. It's all the medications and shit he taking. Niggas need to stop taking the meds. I think the meds is what make you crazy. That's just me. When you start taking
Kanye
enough.
He has these flashes, man. He has these flashes of, like, brilliance. And then he says some shit or does some shit that, like, I just can't get down with, yo. Like, I don't know. It makes me not like you as a person.
Yeah, I can understand that. But we both got T.I. in the T.I. verse 50.
Yeah.
Ja Rule's going to Harvard.
Nobody want. You know what? You already know what I was going to say.
Yeah, I already know. That's why I said it.
Don't nobody care what Ja Rule's doing.
Yo, don't nobody care what Ja Rule's doing at the top like this. No,
at all. At all. Who let this nigga into Harvard?
They are clowning his ass on Twitter because he said he's going to Harvard.
Oh, man.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
No, I mean, do you?
Yeah.
You don't gotta tell me though. Like, I don't care.
But he's an inspiration though. He's trying to inspire the youth to let
an inspiration
know that,
to who?
To like the youth and shit, because if you think about
ain't nobody listening to Ja Rule.
You could be like, yo, I can still get murdered by 50 Cent and still go to Harvard after it's all said and done and become something. So anything's possible in life. That's what he's trying to let you know. You got to look at it the other way. You're looking at it one way. You got to look at it both sides. You got to look at both sides.
I refuse.
Oh, yeah. Who else? YG refuses to work with Nicki Minaj, said because of her ties with Tekashi. I think that's the dumbest shit too.
What? What do you think is dumb about that?
I think it's dumb just because somebody has a tie with Tekashi. You say you don't want to do music with them anymore. I thought music business was music business. I didn't know it was personal.
I just look at it a different way. I just been thinking like Nicki was washed anyway.
I mean, yes, but to say you're not going to work with her because of her ties with Tekashi just sounds whack as fuck to me. That's well, just my opinion.
He stands on something different. You know, he's a street dude, so I get what he's saying.
But I mean, street niggas ain't, as far street as, niggas don't want money?
As far as business goes, it's a bad decision, but
that's what I'm saying.
I don't even really know if it's a bad decision, because who's really checking for Nicki right now?
She still sells. Come on now. Anytime she drops something, it's still going to go. It still goes. She just fucking catapulted Doja Cat up to number one. Doja Cat wasn't shit. Come on now. Let's not mistake Nicki's fucking her stardom.
I was going to say I feel bad for Doja Cat, but I don't. Like, anytime she posts something now, and niggas is on her comments with that racist shit.
Yeah, they on her ass.
They is not letting that go.
Yeah, that ain't going nowhere. But that's what you get in this day and age when you put yourself out there like that and say some wild ass shit.
Think you just gonna slide right through?
I mean, you remember? You still
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yep. You gonna continue to get that work. I mean, you can still work, but you gonna get that work at the same time. Niggas ain't playing with you. Chance they get, they gonna keep throwing shots. Niggas still throw shots at Kobe Bryant and he's dead. That's the craziest shit to me. But yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that, cause we already know who's doing all them, throwing them shots. But fuck all that shit. But I listened to the Gucci album and it is not it.
I heard that. I think what they say he sold? Like 5,000 guys?
I don't know what it sold, but man, it was not it at all. Like, and Gucci has not been it for a while now. And I'm a Gucci fan.
Bring back fat Gucci.
That's what I was saying, man. Something's up with this clone Gucci. This is not real Gucci, man. I don't know who this
we
is.
We need fat Gucci back.
Yeah, so we need to do a DNA test to find out what the fuck this is, because this ain't the real Gucci. I don't know who this nigga is, but he is putting out some weird, whack-ass shit. And I don't understand to have all these different features and shit on here that this shit is still whack. Like, you have a feature for every fucking, down there, every song, and I couldn't even finish it because it was just so many fucking dumb-ass Gucci songs.
Gucci going to be on Love & Hip Hop next year.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
He already had a show with his girl before, didn't he?
Gucci gonna be on Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, speaking of reality shows, I watched Marriage Boot Camp. Oh, that shit is hilarious.
Is that the joint where Tahiri and Votto is on there?
Yeah, and Corrupt, man. I feel so... Corrupt's fucked up, man. Corrupt's an alcoholic, and that nigga needs help. And this is fucked up that they're sitting here parading Corrupt around on this television set without getting this nigga some help. I mean, he is good entertainment, but at the same time, he needs some fucking help.
I just find that, I didn't watch the show, but, like, I already know the storyline of, like, Tahiri and Votto, and that shit is just funny to me after, you know, her being with Joe Buttons and shit like that. Like,
yo, Votto, so...
You just looking for a step up. Like, you just can't get one.
Not so even
stay
that.
With Joey.
No, not even that. Votto's so insecure about the whole shit, right? So he was like, yeah, she's just a groupie. It's like, yo, you just mad because she was fucking with Drake and Joe Budden, nigga. And like, yeah. Yo. And now she with you. Like, you looking at her past like, yo, you had some of the hottest niggas in the game.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, and nobody was trying to wife it. Tahiri, like 40-something.
Is she?
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see her being in her 40s. And she's still trying to rap, too.
With the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of her thirst trapping the OnlyFans. The thirst trap pictures didn't even look good. She looked it like somebody's granny. Not granny, but somebody's mama.
No, she don't get naked on that joint.
She don't? I ain't believe she would.
What the fuck is anybody
going
to be paying?
Niggas are stupid, man. Niggas are paid just for the thought about thinking that maybe she might leak something one day. I don't know. Niggas are weird. Niggas do weird shit with their money.
I don't know. Y'all niggas that pay for the OnlyFans is weird anyway.
I don't know, man. I said I paid for a couple times. I didn't keep the subscription. I was curious. It was curiosity more than anything. You know, you gotta try it a couple of times, especially when it's pennies on the dollar. You know what I mean? What's $3.99?
No.
For a month of content?
Negative.
I don't know, bro. $3.99 for a month of content. If I really wanted to break that down per day, I'm just saying, man. And if, what if she just posts like a picture a day? You know what I mean? I don't know.
No.
I don't know, man. Hey, it might be worth it. Depend on who it is. But yeah, that Gucci sucked. DJ Academics, did you see? Somebody's gonna fuck
this
him
guy
up.
Even, how was he even? No, because you can't win, yo.
He's gonna sue
you. Can't
you.
Win. You
can, he's yeah, that nigga.
You can't win. I don't know, man.
He's that nigga. If you smack him, he'll sue. So it's pointless to even fuck with him. He's a fucking troll. I don't know how he made it big. He made it big off of capitalizing off of the shit that was going on in Chicago, pretty much. That's how his YouTube channel got to popping. And once Complex Magazine saw that and thought he was influential into the culture for some reason, and now they gave him a platform, he's completely trash. DJ Academics is garbage. The nigga should not have a platform.
He doesn't say anything that I relate to, like, at all. I don't know, man. He's a cornball, yo.
He has no fans. I don't think he has any fans. I'm gonna be honest. He might have a couple niggas that rock with him.
He's got to have some fans. But you can't win when you beef with somebody like that, especially somebody like fucking what's his name, Freddie Gibbs. You can't win.
That's why he just trolled him the whole time, which was a good smart move. Let him just pop off at the mouth and talk that shit. But hey. Just know if I catch you in person, you're not going to say that same shit. You're not going to say that fuck Freddie Gibbs or fuck whatever the fuck shit. You're going to be very polite when you speak to me.
I think we all know that. So yeah. It's like,
what are you talking? Yeah, why are you letting that alcohol get you hyped up on Twitch, nigga? Speaking of Twitch, we do have a Twitch channel, and we're going to get our Twitch popping soon. We ain't going to be like DJ Academics on that. Yeah, we do. We ain't going to be like DJ Academics on that motherfucker. We ain't going to be drunk talking reckless. I don't drink, so Dom might be on there drunk talking reckless. I won't be doing that. I'm just going to be on there chilling. But that's more to come with all that. That's further down the road when we set up more shit. But I just wanted to throw that little shameless plug in there real quick. So, did you listen to the Eminem and the Kid Cudi?
I did not. You know what's crazy is I used to be like a really big Eminem fan back in the day, and now it's like I can't stand listening to him.
I listened to it and I didn't really like it too much. I mean, he said some things. I guess he talked about the George Floyd shit, and I think he said fuck Drew Brees or whatever. But it wasn't even like a clever line or some shit. It was just like pretty much fuck Drew Brees.
I don't know why we put him up. Like, I used to be like, I don't know, man. People used to say, you know, he's only relevant because he's white. And now that I look at it, it's like I kind of agree with it, because there's no way we would have him this high in these ranking structures if he was just a regular black dude.
Well, we said that last episode, though. We said pretty much he'd be Tech N9ne. I said he'd be Tech N9ne, in my opinion, if it was anything else.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't want to hear any more Eminem. I'm good. Yeah. His era is over.
I didn't like the song. I mean, niggas would probably talk shit about that, but I really wasn't fucking with it. It was cool, but it wasn't for me. But did you see also that Master P has a documentary series coming to BET in July called The No Limit Chronicles?
I did not see that.
I want to see that. I want to see how they do that. I wish it was on a different channel, though, instead of BET. I wish it was on something that more where you can... like HBO or, you know what I'm saying, somewhere, even FX or
Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Netflix or some shit like that, where we can get the real deal instead of the edited
the censored
shit.
Version.
Yeah, I don't like that shit, man. Like, yo, I don't like my CDs from Walmart, you feel me? You remember back in the day?
That shit used to piss me off. Look, I remember being in Mississippi down in Keesler.
Yeah.
And, like, I think, what came out? It was the, what the fuck was they called? Diddy's band had Jeezy and Jody Breeze on there. Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, Boys in the Hood.
So I remember their CD came out, and I went to go buy it at the BX, right?
Yeah.
And I think I got the wrong copy, fam. That shit was censored like a motherfucker, and you know you cannot listen to that shit censored.
Mm-mm,
you might as well have sold me a blank CD. Yeah,
yeah, that shit sound like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, you know what's even worse is like when they try to put the sound effects and shit in there instead of the cuss words. Man, get out of here.
Yeah, or they like it sounds all horrible. They try to like mash the words up and shit, or do some weird shit with it. It's like, nah, this shit ain't hitting, fam. We got to get rid of this. I'm not fucking with it.
Throw that shit out the window.
Yeah, that's trash. That is definitely trash. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
No, I can't get jiggy with the stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it. I forgot we got to censor it. Not here, though. I don't censor shit here. But I got something for you. Hold on. Let me see. Do I got the volume set up? All right, I got the volume set up correctly. I did it right.
You know reality bites, it's chestnut checkers. Those empty threats only sound good on your records. If the patois not followed by a blocker, it's like Mark for Death's screw face without the chopper. Let them rush the stage when you made like Sinatra, only to hide the blade flying back through LaGuardia. I might even buy a home out in Mississauga. On my walls have scrawls up to Shabalala's. Many dolls that are sprawled, they my ill nanas. Make a call, she gon' crawl, bad girl Patra. I'm involved and absolved. I am Godfather. Hush.
What'd you think about that verse?
Listen, I like the verse, but he needs to let that shit go.
I love the verse.
I like the verse, and he just needs to let the shit go, though.
But here's my thing on this. If that verse would have came out without any of the other shit, would you have known what was being talked about?
Yes, because the patois shit. You know what I mean? You can tell.
But it's like, isn't this hip hop though? But isn't this hip hop though?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it comes a time where you just gotta let it go. But then again, like when I think about it, it's like I don't think Drake let it go either though.
That's what I'm saying. Do we let that go? I mean, he still went on the Elliot interview and said what he said. He went on the shop, said what he said.
Half the Scorpion album was subliminals.
That's what I'm getting at. This is hip hop. I love it. I'm with it every 100%. I love subliminals. Let it go. Let them fly.
Hip hop's too friendly.
It is. And Young Thug need to shut the fuck up. That's just my opinion.
Talking about I would have never let you get on. Bitch,
shut the fuck up. Yeah, nigga, we asked you to. We wanted you. We put you on here. Like, yo, Push had that shit correct. Like, we brought you into this shit. Shut the fuck up. I didn't need your approval for any fucking thing to begin with. And I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say because I'm a man. And if you don't like it, then fuck it. It doesn't really fucking matter. I didn't
Drake get it. Drake should have just let that record fly.
He should have just let it fucking fly, man. It brought way too much controversy than anything. He should have just.
I'm not talking about him asking because that's what we're talking about. Him asking to take that verse off, right?
He didn't ask to take the verse off. I just thought it got nixed from the album completely.
Oh, okay. Because what I'm talking about is that this record he had in the tuck that he was talking about and didn't let it go.
He could let that go, too.
He should have let it go.
I don't understand why niggas... I don't think he had one. That's just my opinion.
I definitely think he had one.
He would have let it go by now.
I definitely think he had one, and I definitely think it was disrespectful and probably crossed a couple lines.
And it's probably too late to even let it go now because it's probably outdated.
No, it ain't. Because if he would let that shit go right now... Oh, man. Look, the internet would go fucking nuts.
I feel you, but I don't think he has it. That's just my opinion. I really don't think he has anything in the tuck.
I don't know. I'll never go against Drake. That's just...
Shit. Push don't give a fuck. And I'm with it, though.
I've just seen this shit happen so much times where he just... I don't know, man. He's calculated.
I get it. But if he had it, though, like, he would have unleashed it like he did Meek Mill.
Yeah, and at this point, it's like he's got more power. I don't know. It's crazy. Because you know the person on the top of the food chain of hip-hop at the time always determines what... I mean, look at all the Jay-Z shit. Look at how... You can't tell me Jay-Z didn't snatch people's verses and say, nah, take that off or I ain't working with you.
Yes. I'm not saying that that didn't happen. All I'm saying is, if it's, it hasn't been this blatant, this was blatant. Well,
Was it blatant, though? Because like we said, if you don't know, then you don't know.
And I mean, it would have been that way. And it would, I mean, Jay and fucking Drake dissed each other on the same song.
I mean, Drake would have heard it, the verse that Pusha T, the one that they dropped, and he would have knew. But like, for anybody regular just listening to hip hop, they probably just let it fly.
That's
but
what I mean. I love that.
I love the way the verse sounded, though.
Yes, it was. It didn't sound like it should have been on that Pop Smoke song, to be honest with you, because the song was
Pusha T just got away with words.
Yes, yeah, and I mean, that shit went hard. I can't deny it. That shit went hard as fuck, man. But yo, Drake should have just let that shit I would have never said shit. I would have never said nothing. And Young Thug should have never said shit anyways, because like I said before, this shit is music. It's hip hop. Ain't it about getting money any fucking ways? Like Drake's been on plenty songs where he diss niggas.
That's a fact.
So I mean, what's the difference?
It seemed like on every time he disses somebody, it's on somebody else's song.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, nah, he did.
As far as subliminals go.
Yeah, subliminals. Yeah, and that's all I felt. This was straight subliminals, and that's why I loved it so much. I'm like, yo, this. You gotta know to know. You know what I mean? Like he said, if you know, you know.
Cause I mean, that's who we assume the patois is. I mean, anytime somebody says patois, you already know who we talking about.
Yeah, you think of Drake. You think of Drake. So I mean,
That's crazy. That's crazy in itself to just say.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, oh, this nigga with
patois
the accent.
Drake. Yeah, with Drake. The accent.
Drake. Where is Soulja Boy? Is Soulja Boy alive?
Listen, I don't know, man. He just like disappeared off the face of the earth.
I heard he went to jail before, but didn't he get out?
He did, but he got out. Like, we haven't really heard anything from him.
I hope he's safe. We gotta keep Soulja Boy safe.
Maybe he went to jail and got sober.
Yeah,
he was
doubt
like, damn, I was on some fucked up shit.
Not doubt that. I doubt it. You really think he got sober? I don't know.
I ain't heard nothing from Big Draco.
Yeah, it's been a little minute since Big Draco came out with something, man. So I don't know. But hold on. You think it's ready? You think it's about that time?
Yeah, I was going to ask you when you were going to bring it up.
You think we should bring it up?
We talking about Will and Jada, right?
I mean, we've been tap dancing a little bit. I mean, we ain't talked about it yet. I mean, it might just be time. Hold on. Let me go ahead and play this.
You and I decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement, an entanglement, an entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement, an entanglement, an entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August.
An entanglement, an entanglement.
An entanglement with August. I got into an entanglement with August.
An entanglement
with August. With August. With August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August.
An entanglement
with August. With August.
August. August.
Entanglement with August. An entanglement with August. An entanglement.
Shit slap.
An entanglement. An entanglement with August. An entanglement with August.
Man, I'm just sitting here vibing.
Hell
yeah.
An entanglement. An entanglement. An entanglement with August.
Yo, that shit bangs. Well,
What's the boy name that does those? Cause
I Marks.
He always brings some heat out, yo.
Shout out to that, I Marquis.
I still bang that. You about to lose your job?
That's oh hell my, yeah!
That's anytime I see something racist, I post that on there.
Yo, he's so quick with it. We just got the red table talk yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally yesterday.
You know, that shit kind of popped up out of nowhere to me. Like, I got, like, a notification, and I was like, oh, shit, I've been waiting to see this.
Oh, yeah.
And, and I mean, it was only, what, like, 15 minutes long or something
about
like that?
About 15 minutes long.
But we talked about this before we got on here. I kind of figured that all y'all niggas that spreading these rumors about they swingers and all this kind of shit, man, I knew this is what happened. All y'all talking about y'all want that Will and Jada love. And y'all had it the whole time.
Yeah.
Y'all had it the whole time. Y'all took a break. Somebody slept with somebody else. Y'all got back together, and it is what it is.
Yeah, you just
think I think we've all been there. We've all been a Will or a Jada, or Love. August.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We've all been in that situation. And I told y'all, I don't know if we had a show when I was talking about it, but I told you this is what happened. Jada took advantage of that dude.
Repeat that, because the quality started to go down real quick. So
Jada took advantage of August.
Oh, yes, 100%.
That's how I view it.
110%. But the females don't want to look at it that way, and they ain't going to say that shit either.
No, because it was...
Oh, my God. Hold on.
If we was talking about Will right now...
Hold on, the quality started fucking up, but we're going to bring it back. Repeat that again, we're going to keep it running. If we were talking about Will, it'd be a different story.
Because if we was talking about Will... Yeah. But since it's Jada, it's all fun and games.
Yeah, they got the memes and shit. It's
all y'all talking about, Will was fucking Dwayne Martin and all that kind of... Nah. What happened was, they took a break. Will did his own thing. Jada did her own thing. And Jada just got sloppy.
Jada didn't get sloppy. Jada was in the public.
And I don't... That's what I say. I don't want to call it sloppy, because from what they said, they were pretty sure that the relationship was over with.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really sloppy about that. It was no intentions of getting back together or anything like that. So you can't call somebody sloppy. I just think that's something that happens every day to most people in relationships.
But now they're saying...
Will and Jada just showed y'all... Will and Jada just showed y'all they got a hood relationship.
that y'all been living at Will and Jada love forever. And ever.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like you said, she even confirmed in the fucking in the red table that she likes to prey on people. She literally said it her fucking self, and that's the craziest shit to me. Like, nobody caught that.
Yeah, nobody caught that. Yeah. Nobody caught that.
I'm like, you didn't really catch what she just said, huh?
she said she likes to help people because it makes her feel better.
Yeah, like, come on, let a dude say some shit like that.
Yeah, no, that's why I said, yo, she's the female version of Future, yo.
Yo, and they let that, yeah, that's funny, though, but they let that fly off there, and they cool with it, but then Future's a piece of shit at the end of the day when the females want to break it down, like, oh, Future's so fucked up, blah, 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 this, that. But you dubbing Jada that, and y'all cool with it now. Y'all even got her face on Future body now with the memes.
All aside from, you know, I think August being a victim, you're not really a victim. You're just... Now you're playing the role of victim.
Nah, you know what I mean? Bro. I really think he...
You was about that, cuz. You was about that, and that's why you're talking about it. You played the game wrong. You should know... Anybody with any kind of experience is going to know, if you're messing with a female that's been in a long-term relationship... Mind you, they was already together, almost 20 years by the time they split up. That has to be in the back of your mind that, yo, she still loves this dude. Like... You're not just going to come in and take Jada away from Will. That's not going to happen.
You're 30-some-year-old. You're 30-some-year-old Dom thinking that way. Go back to 20-some-year-old Dom thinking that. Yeah, you thinking that same way. I don't know, especially with what he had going on and shit. I think she fucking used the shit out of him, and it's fucked up how she did it. And she pretty much outed herself.
I can't say if I'm August. If I'm anybody else like me looking from the outside of that situation, yo, August, all you can provide is dick, fam.
Yeah,
like
dick.
You're nowhere close to Will's level. All them years of experience he got in with her, they got family. Like, he knows exactly the things she likes, what to do, how to cater to her, and you're just there fulfilling a need at the moment.
Yeah, you're the entanglement, my nigga. You're just intertwined.
word is funny, and y'all got to cut that out. Y'all playing that word out one day after it was invented.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's so fucked up for that. She and I like I say, I can't blame him for the way he's acting. She completely took advantage of him as a young dude. Like, yo, that's like
I don't know, man.
as an older woman seduce you like that, bruh? That's what I'm looking at.
But
it
you,
as.
I don't know, but so you still got to take that on the chin. As a man, you got to take that on the chin.
Some of us are different. Some men built differently. I mean, he had a two tone. He looked like Two Face in the interview with Angela Yee.
The real victim here is Will. I don't care what nobody says. The real victim here is Will. Yeah, well, I'm not even talking about that because that's a difficult situation to be in. But the fact that, because Jada still didn't want to come all out with it, yo. That's the reason Will was there. Will had to be there to make her say it. No, you had a relationship with this dude. Not an entanglement. You had a relationship. You know what I mean? This is you getting caught out there and me being here to support you.
Yeah, and
which is
and,
super mature. Super mature. But I kind of get what they were saying, though, because it's like, all right, well, this happened 4.5 years ago, somewhere around there, and, like, you know, we've had fights, talks about this, we went to therapy over it, we were past it, and now all of a sudden, here comes August, got an album out, doing an interview, now I want to put my business out in the street with our business, and now we have to answer for it.
Yeah. But again, that's... I blame that all on Jada at the end of the day because at the end of the day, she knew what she was doing to that boy.
Yeah, but why come out now?
Why, August came out now?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is an album rollout.
Yeah,
of
course.
Yeah, this is an album rollout, yo.
Yeah, I mean, but...
So I don't even want to talk... I don't want to hear about your feelings, cuz.
Do you blame him? I mean, I didn't listen to the album at all. But do you blame him, though, for that? I don't blame him for the rollout.
Yes,
I just think it's not going to get the right reaction. You're not going to get people to listen now. Yeah, it's not going to get people to listen. I wasn't going to listen
regardless. If you was feeling this way, you should have been... had said something if you want to live your truth
he
and
did.
All that other
he
kind
did
of stuff.
He did say something. Niggas was like, oh, nigga lying. Niggas, remember, he said it before. He came out and said it before.
I didn't think he was lying.
I didn't either.
Lying. What was that? That song, what, a year ago or whatever where he came out with it?
Yeah.
And it was like he was talking about Jada. I mean, this is where that all started at.
Yeah.
And it's like, I believe it. I wasn't putting nothing past him. I didn't know the dynamics of their relationship at the moment, but... Like, I believed it.
I believed it 100%. Like you said, I didn't understand the dynamics of their relationship either because I'm not in their house. You don't know. You don't know anybody's relationship if you're not in that
house.
Well,
what this interview did for me, not the interview, the little red table talk thing. What it did for me was it gave me clarification to how their relationship worked. Because once this interview dropped, then it was like, oh, okay, because... If you remember the last one they had when they were at the table and Will was talking about, you know, I'll be here forever through ups and downs, all that. This all happened after the August Alsina shit. So they went through some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just the public didn't know what those ups and downs were.
And it's not the public's business to know what those ups and downs
exactly.
were anyways. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm glad they said something, though. I'm glad they said something, though.
I'm glad
they didn't have to get nobody shit.
Nah, they didn't, but I just look at Jada in a whole different light, and I look at her as a predator, in my opinion. And it's just me. I look at her as a predator now.
Like, and motherfuckers, other celebrities is haters, yo. They do not like that Will and Jada relationship.
Did you see what 50 posted?
Yeah.
He said, fucking 50.
Yeah, I don't, that's not real.
Yo, I don't know.
Michael Blackson posted one like that, too.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, to me, like, the shit with Dwayne Martin, how they were saying Will and Dwayne Martin was a little too close, going on vacations and shit together, that seemed like it was right around that time when all that August shit was going
That's
on.
That's where he needed to be with a homie.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
To help you get and, through some niggas don't understand that shit, man. Niggas is crazy.
I don't know, but see, then you also got to realize that Dwayne Martin was with, what, Tisha Campbell?
Yeah, and they broke up as well.
They got divorced, and I think she blamed that on Will.
Did she?
That's what I'm getting from it. I'm thinking Dwayne was spending a lot of time with Will, with his homeboy, and Tisha didn't know how to take it, and you know what I mean? They ended up falling out.
I thought they was about to fall out anyways. I didn't think it was because of him. I could be wrong, though. But I ain't in niggas' relationships like that, so I don't really know. I just know they weren't together no more.
If I had to put it together, that's how I would put it together.
Yeah.
Or maybe Dwayne and Tisha was going through something at the time, too, around the same time.
That's what I was thinking. And that they was both confiding in each other, like no homo shit. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, we gotta stop saying that, yo. Just cause you got a good friend, just cause you got a good friend and y'all hang out and shit like that.
I thought you
said
the no homo part. I thought you said the no homo part. No, we gotta keep no homo in there. But yeah, to get the friend part, you gotta stop saying that.
Yeah, that don't make you gay, yo. It doesn't make you gay.
Nah, because females got this shit all the time.
That's the problem. Y'all always talking about how insensitive we are and shit. Like, we don't got nobody to talk to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Y'all don't want us to do nothing.
You talk to your mama, it's a problem. Why you talk to her so much?
Yeah, because once we talk to our mom, yo, you're on the outs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's over for you.
Why are you telling her all our business? I was like, who else am I going to talk to? Who else am I going to tell the fucked up shit you doing to me,
too? I'm going to talk to you.
I'm going to explain to you the fucked up shit you doing to me? No, because you don't want to listen to me any motherfucking ways. The fuck is you talking about?
That's exactly what it is. Yo, we got y'all girls allowed to have y'all girlfriends and all that kind of shit and talk shit about us, and we walk in the house and we got to hear a whole bunch of mms and shit like that, and we just got to go to the room and play the game.
Exactly. Yep. Bullshit.
Y'all want y'all men to be sensitive, but y'all not giving them the opportunity to express that.
Nah, then they call you weak as soon as you express that. You a weak ass. It's like, damn, okay. Yeah. All on Facebook with
and
the
now,
shit, too.
And now you cheating.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You mad at me.
Because we too sensitive.
Yeah. I found the bitch that appreciates my sensitive ass. Oh, you don't like that part, huh? That part fucked you up, didn't it?
Yo, I hear that shit all the time. Like, you don't communicate. What? I'm supposed to communicate with the person I'm having the problem with right now. Can I get some shit off my chest so I can come back with a level head and then have a discussion?
Yeah, because if I tell you how I feel right now, you're not going to like this.
Yeah, this is over. Yeah, this is over.
You don't want this first impression, my nigga, because I'm going to let you have this, all of it.
I don't know. I think a lot of that shit comes back down to, like, insecurities. You know what I mean? Because the stigma is, you know, if you ain't talking to me, you out here talking to somebody else. Yeah, I mean, that's not true, not at all. Any mature dude, that's not true.
Yeah, we're only speaking for niggas that are in our age bracket. The younger niggas, I don't know what the fuck these little niggas.
Yeah,
are
they
doing.
Yeah,
these
they
niggas,
probably go out there and be fucking on people.
Yeah, they are fucking on you, all hoes. They are fucking
me,
on y'all.
I just want to get away. You know what I mean?
I'm in my
30s. Let me get a chance to clear my mind.
My mid to late 30s. I saw a classmate recently just hit 40. Started like fucking with my head for a second. I was like, "Ooh, it's coming up."
Yeah, that's rough.
It's coming
up. I found my first gray hair in my beard today.
Man, let's not talk about gray. I got a whole head full of that shit.
No, I mean, I've had some grays in my hair. You know what I mean? But like, not in my beard. That's my strength. That's my strength. It's getting a little weak.
Oh shit! What are you, Samson? Is that Samson that had the shit? Yeah, I don't know.
Look, you know what's crazy? My beard is probably, I guess, about 2-3 inches or whatever. And this gray hair must have been in there for a long time, but it just decided to pop out.
So it look long as shit now, huh?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's like, how did I not catch this? I always catch a long-ass gray hair. But like, how the fuck I didn't catch this soon enough?
Facts,
how did you get this long?
I think it just reflects off the other hairs and tries to, you know,
yeah,
it
blends in.
Itself in that shit.
Hey,
I caught your ass today, motherfucker.
You ain't pluck it, did you?
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh, that's not good, bro. They say that bring them back in like 4s and 5s.
Nah.
I did that with my head. Next thing I know, my shit was full of gray hair. That's all I'm going to say.
Look, nigga, I ain't even going to hold you, yo. I'm going to go get me some Just for Men and blend it right on up in there. I ain't ready.
I can't do it. When we get the well care joint, I'm gonna wear hats for most of the time.
I ain't ready.
I ain't ready to show y'all all the gray. That's why I gotta keep it cut low. I gotta keep it cut low, cause if I don't, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
that shit look wild.
Niggas do that when they shit start getting gray. That's when they start getting ball fades and you know what I mean, trying to keep it down to a minimum.
You can't. The reflection. You gotta get the reflection. They make it look gray. It's not really that gray. You know what I mean? It's the reflection, bitch. Chill. Don't get too close with the camera.
I ain't with it. So, like, when you see me out here with a full head of black hair, just know, yeah, it's probably that Just for Men, yo.
You gonna do the Just for Men or the, what's the other joint that they doing? What's the joint they doing? The Beijing.
No, see, the Beijing is just for, like your beard and shit like that. I don't think people put Beijing in the head.
I know a nigga.
That shit would run off.
I know a nigga that put that shit in his hair. He's put that shit in his hair.
I don't know. I don't think I'd do that.
That nigga hair looked wet as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your shit a little too glossy, my nigga.
Yeah, this shit look like you remember back when you had to shine your boots and shit.
Yeah, it's like patent leather.
Yeah, yeah, the patent leather joint. Like, yo, why you your hair look like patent leather, my nigga? Why your hair look like right, I can buff that shit out?
That was off on a rant though. That's off on a rant.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know, but now I'm glad they did an interview. I'll say it like that, and it seemed pretty honest. I would say.
Yeah, it didn't seem honest on. It didn't seem genuine on her end. She didn't even want to call the shit what it really was.
Yeah. Will had to be there to dig that out of her.
August Alsina said, "This is the love of my life. I could die tomorrow knowing I love somebody." Jada,
that's
entanglement.
Crazy.
It was an entanglement, yeah. My nigga. It was just an entanglement.
That's crazy. Because if you take yourself out of the situation, you can totally see from Jada's point of view. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she expected for him to act like that, but that's because she's older. You know what I mean?
Exactly. With she didn't understand his mentality.
Yeah, they don't know how to manage their feelings yet.
She knew that going into it.
You gotta go through some shit. But did she? Did she know?
They both said it. They both said it.
She was with Will. Well, in hindsight.
I'm mad that Will called him Aug. Yo, fuck that.
That's the crazy part. That's why, as Will, I would be mad. It was like, yo, he was cool. Like, he was my son's friend. And
you know what I mean? Called him Aug.
We liked him. We liked him, and then all of a sudden now he's smashing my wife. Like,
nah, I gotta call you August. I'm not calling you Aug. Yeah, you done fucked my wife.
Look, Will was probably the one. Like, all right, you gotta end this now. That's why she said she ain't talked to him in a while. It's like, nah, Will shut all that shit down when they worked it out and figured out what was going on.
I think then Will knew the whole time.
Then they canceled Aug.
Yeah, Aug got canceled quick. Yeah. It was like, this entanglement is over.
Yeah.
He's fucked up.
And Will can do that. You know what I mean? It's just, it's Will.
I mean, you got bad boys money, nigga. What you gonna
it's
do,
Will.
Nigga?
Well, Will, I think Jada tries to come off as, like, in control of the relationship. You know, I'm pretty sure she's a strong feminist and all that kind of shit. But, like, yo, Will is running that right now. He's the cleanup man, yo.
He got a pass. He already said he got a pass.
Oh, he said, I'm going to get you back.
Yeah, he already got a pass. She's like, oh, you being petty? Yeah, don't even worry about that. He already got it in mind. Who he about to fuck?
Listen, no. Listen, I don't think that's the case. I think Will was doing his shit out here. He just didn't get caught up.
Well, Will didn't grab a young little thing that had mental issues and bring her in the house and fucking rock her fucking world either. Let's be clear. Those are two different things.
If I had to guess, I would say, I'm trying to think about that time period. I think he slept with the white joint from the movies.
Oh, of course
she
he
was
did.
In like she was in like two or three of his movies at the time.
Oh yeah, of course. The one that was the one when they were
Suicide
in New Orleans.
Squad.
When it was in New Orleans and shit.
Yeah, that movie, yep.
Yeah.
I think that happened.
Oh,
I forgot
of course.
Her name.
Dude, I think she's Australian or some shit, ain't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will just did his shit right. She got caught up.
Matter of fact, I think it's the same chick in Wolf of Wall Street, ain't it?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah, the wife in there. Yeah, that might be her. I'm not sure though. But we gonna run with that because I don't feel like Googling. We're gonna run with that.
I just told somebody her name yesterday. I don't remember it now.
I don't either. Random white lady from overseas.
No, she's not
somewhere.
A random white lady. She fine.
Random white lady that Will Smith banged while him and Jada was on vacation or break or whatever the fuck they want to call it.
What is that chick's name, yo?
Just look
Margot
up
Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that. Somebody did this. And it was definitely Will. Will did that. He did it. Sorry your fault, Will.
Fault. You can't tell me y'all break up. He relaxes or chills for, you know, a couple weeks. Now he sees August at the house and he's like, oh, okay.
No. He's not August anymore. He's Aug. He's seen
Augie at the house.
Yo, on the security cameras. Yo, imagine looking at that on the security camera, watching this nigga come to your crib.
Listen, my G. I guarantee Jada called him Augie.
Yo, I'm upset that I went to a famous person's house, and I'm going to tell you that there is a stack of papers sitting at the door. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. You sign that. So that means whatever goes on in that house, you can't say shit about. I'm upset that they didn't have this. Yeah, I'm upset that that didn't happen. I'm upset that that didn't happen for this.
Well, in his mental state, do you think he would have followed it anyway?
I'd have sued the shit out of his ass. Like, Augie's broke. It's a broke doggy. I'd have bankrupt the fuck out of that nigga. The whole proceeds of that album would have been coming to me.
Oh, this is his last album.
Yeah, he's washed. He washed himself.
This is your last album. Yeah, this is your last album, cuz.
That sit down with Angela Yee was horrible. I couldn't go through that shit because he looked it like a fucking clown. Like, I don't want to say nothing bad about his mental state, the way he sounded, because he clearly has some mental issues. I'm talking the way he looked.
Oh, he's been through some shit.
Yeah. I'm talking about the way he looked right now. He looked fucked up. He looked like Two-Face. He had the Two-Face suit on with the Sideshow Bob hair. I was so confused on what the fuck was going on. And Angela Yee ain't make this shit no better. She asked like 6 questions in one just to get to the fact. Did you fuck Jada? That's all she had to ask. He was going to open up. She had to ask 16 questions.
Yeah, you think, speaking of Angela Yee, you think The Breakfast Club is done?
I've been saying they was done. I think it's just
coming up on their expiration pretty soon here.
Yeah, that Breakfast is expiring.
Because I seen Charlamagne got a new show on Comedy Central, and it's just like if you take Charlamagne out of the equation, that show is average at best.
Well, they was already downhill after the fact that. It was going downhill from the beginning, from the get-go these last couple of years. But what solidified it, in my opinion, was when Charlamagne did that interview with old boy. And he let with Gucci. And he let Gucci get that shit off about Angela Yee.
Yeah.
And he ain't say nothing. And he just let that shit rock and didn't edit that shit at all. Yeah, I think after that, it was a little bit different, so. Plus, then after that, COVID hit, and niggas been socially distanced and shit like that. So, a lot of jobs is going to be gone. I don't see The Breakfast Club being too much longer. Envy still got a contract there, so he's going to be stuck up there for a while.
Well, Envy is going to control the radio. Like, unless you can get somebody to replace Charlamagne in that position, which is going to be hard to do because a lot of people don't like Charlamagne, but, yo, he is very entertaining, yo. He keeps that show alive.
I said the same thing. It's just like with Everyday Struggle. I don't look at Everyday Struggle no more. The only reason I watched Everyday Struggle was because of Joe Budden. I don't even know who this new nigga is, but I've never even gave it a shot.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't. Ever since Joe left, I never watched it.
Yeah, and that's like not no loyalism or no shit like that. It's just that you fucked the whole dynamics of
Joe Budden was the show. Yeah,
you fucked the whole dynamic up. I mean, it is what it is. Which is a good thing they did. They fucked it up because I didn't see him staying at the complex too much longer. Because he needs to be. He wants control. He needs control. Pause. But yeah.
Well, he deserves control. He deserves the control, though. Like, yeah. I mean, you're bringing the content.
Yeah.
He's proved that. I mean, look at Everyday Struggle ratings now.
Yeah, they probably they might be still good, but I don't think they're nowhere near what they used to be at all. I think Joe pretty much was the show.
Joe was the show.
Yeah. Because Academics is trash, like complete trash. Nadeska is cool.
I see those guys over there. I see those guys over there for contract negotiations too. I wonder how that's going to turn out since they signed Joe Rogan to that Spotify deal.
if they were smart, I wouldn't sign a deal. I would just go solo and do ads.
It would make sense. That would make sense.
And see how much more I get, man, off of just running ads. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind if they. It wouldn't bother me if they put ads in their show. It wouldn't bother me.
I really don't think that Spotify is going to re-sign them, even though that they have the leverage. I think they're banking on that Joe Budden, which the only reason they got Joe Rogan is because of the Joe Budden podcast. You weren't listening to no podcast on Spotify before Joe Budden. At least I wasn't.
I was. That's because I was listening to podcasts, and that was the only app I had. But I was listening to them on Spotify. But I wasn't like, it was a couple shows, like Forget That.
Yo, I didn't even go to Spotify until they signed that deal. I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast on SoundCloud.
Oh, I can see that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see.
Either way, they're gonna get paid.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Rory and Maul gonna get paid the most money they ever seen in their life off of this.
Which is crazy for just sitting in the crib chilling, talking shit. That's what's up, though.
Yeah.
That is definitely what's up. I'm not hating on that. Fuck it.
You know who is hating on that though is fucking Marissa. I know she hates that shit.
Well, she kind of fucked herself. If you go back and look and see what happened, I think she fucked herself, but I don't want to get too far deep into that shit.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. But let me see what else I got. I ain't really got too much else that's been going on. Everything else is all political and fucked up bullshit, man. Like the fact
I'm tired of political shit.
Yeah, this is getting ridiculous. I'm tired of looking at Terry Crews punk ass talk shit. I'm tired of hearing his fucking mouth. I'm tired of Trump.
Super coon.
Yeah. Captain Save Him and shit. This nigga stay caping. I'm tired of it. Completely tired of this shit. Sports related, man. Cam to New England. What's your thoughts on that?
I think he's going to do better than a lot of people think he is.
You think there's going to be an NFL season? That's just my opinion.
The way things are going now, no. I'm surprised the NBA is still going. I thought that they would have nixed that, but I guess they got it under control.
I can see the NBA going until LeBron gets sick. Until LeBron catches it, they're going to keep going. What I don't...
Well, yeah, if a superstar... Yeah, you can't have any of your superstars get sick.
Not superstar. If LeBron gets sick, they're shutting this shit down. LeBron gets sick, they're shutting it down. Hands down, period. If any other superstar gets sick, I don't think they're shutting it down.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe that they can contain the virus in the quote-unquote bubble. Like, you really think niggas is just going to stay there? You don't think... y'all got J.R. Smith down there. Y'all think he just going to stay in that bubble?
Not even that. It's the niggas that be going back and forth that don't live in the bubble, that go into the bubble and do shit in the bubble. I mean, I understand they taking temperatures and shit like that, but is the temperature really good enough? Like...
Yeah, plus, I mean, you don't always get your temperature right. You could have it, and it could just be,
asymptomatic.
What's it called?
Yeah, asymptomatic.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, you can't control that. Mm-mm. Rona going to do what Rona want to do.
Exactly. Only thing you can do is just sit there and take that shit.
the way I see it, we can only do two things about this, right? One is we got to start the quarantine over from scratch and lock everything down again. And start all over. Strict rules, all that kind of shit. And two, we can just say fuck all of it, let everybody out, and get the herd immunity. And if you die, you die.
That's what they want to do. That's what Trump wants to do. He wants that herd immunity.
Because, I mean, there's no other way you can do it. There's no other way you can do it. All these, like, phases and stuff like that, that's not working, yo. You got to starve it out, or you got to feed it.
Yeah, you're right. They don't know what they want to do. The whole country's all divided and fucked up, so it's going to always be that. And the news ain't helping nothing because all they want to do is peddle this bullshit about a race war.
No, all that shit is like, these phases is just like rationing out the virus. Like, we're going to starve the virus out, but every now and then we're going to give it a little bit more so it can stay alive.
Yeah.
Until we open back up. And then when we open back up, it's like shit never happened.
Yeah. Think about this for a second. We've been locked down for so long. Joe Exotic seems like forever ago.
Yeah, I said that. That's why I posted the other day. I'm like, yo, like, Joe Exotic seemed like that shit was like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah. That was during lockdown, nigga. And we still here. We still with this bullshit.
Yo, this year has been fucking nuts.
Nutso. Completely nutso. This bizarro world year. Niggas is in space still. They about to come back soon. If I was them, I'd be like, you know what? Can we stay up here for a little bit longer?
Now we out here talking about aliens and all sorts of shit. And niggas is bored, yo.
Yeah, this shit's getting nuts. That's why so many protests still going on, because niggas is bored.
And I'm bored. I'm sitting there, yo, for the rest of y'all that are working from home like me, yo, this shit is boring, yo. This shit is boring. And it's not even the fact of, like, I want to do anything. It's like having the option to do. I don't even have the option to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because ain't shit popping.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's fucking boring. There's days go by that I really, you know, motherfuckers don't really work from home when they work from home. You know?
Nah, not you ain't, at all.
You ain't getting busy like you would when you're in the office. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you there, but you ain't there. You just there to make sure the light stays green.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah, the niggas that work from home know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
We ain't gotta say nothing else.
Yeah, we ain't gotta say nothing else.
Yeah, make sure you move that mouse a little bit every now and then.
Make sure that light stay green, you know what I mean? That's all you need to do.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't think we're having football, but they said the 49ers is going to wave a Black Lives Matter flag at the stadium. I thought that was funny as fuck. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Super corny, yo. It's like, y'all started this.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all started this bullshit.
Y'all started this gangster shit, yo.
Yeah, now y'all want flip-flop and change sides. Yeah,
like, fuck that. Hey, we'll talk about we gonna sing We Shall Overcome or whatever the fuck old Negro spiritual they talking about singing at the beginning.
Yeah, don't nobody want to hear that shit.
Nobody asks for any of that shit.
Unless Timbaland produces it, then we might,
That's different, but still, we didn't ask for it though. But that's different. That ain't nothing they gave us. That's Timberland gave us that. He's black. That don't count.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think racism's gotten worse since.
Oh hell yeah!
since this whole shit started. I mean, I don't want to say because it's been forever, but like since the George Floyd shit and what's the kid in was it Kansas City or St. Louis?
The dude, the violinist or whatever. I think it's violence. I can't remember.
The shit from last year. No, not that. The dude from last year. Ferguson.
Oh, the Ferguson.
The Ferguson shit.
Yeah.
That's what really started jumping everything off. Like, I'm not trying to slight anybody else's life, but the Ferguson shit, the Ferguson protest is really what brought it mainstream. And now it's like, I don't know, man.
These niggas is extra racist. Not. I'm looking at comments and because seeing now people. What's that?
Yeah, because now motherfuckers fight back, and white people are like, "Oh shit, this is real." You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Know. I don't know, man.
I'm laughing.
I don't see how this doesn't end with a race war at some point.
No, we're definitely hitting the race war because I see white people saying shit like, you know what? These Black Lives Matter protests is starting to make me racist. It's like, yo, what? How's that making you racist?
What you mean start? Get the fuck out of here.
I was like, yo, what do you mean started making you racist?
The Black Lives versus All Lives Matter is like the dumbest argument I've ever heard in my life. And it's like, motherfuckers will not let that shit go.
You saw they destroyed Gilly.
Did you hear that?
You didn't hear what Gilly said?
Did he say something about supporting All Lives Matter or some shit like that?
Let me find the clip. We gotta play this clip.
I don't know. Between that and that fucking Seattle shit, is that Seattle shit not over with yet?
Yeah, they done with that shit.
Did they?
Yeah, they done
with
that
I didn't see any reports on it. They shut it down?
Yeah, the cops shut that shit down. They went in and shut everything down. They's like, you know what? It's getting a little out of hand now.
Yeah, y'all done did too much.
Yeah.
y'all had y'all fun.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and cancel this
shit. Yeah, because niggas was up there getting
doing
killed.
Too much. They was doing too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. Well, you knew it wasn't going to last that long.
It's crazy because the shit started to get hijacked from what it was originally. Niggas just start going on some other shit. Like, it was, yo, this is our city. This is our streets. Like, nah, calm down for a second. We just trying to get the cops to stop beating up on black folks now. What are you talking about?
How you going to get supplies in there and shit if you're your own entity?
Yeah, like,
imagine trying to be separate from the United States and, like, yo, where are all your goods coming from?
Yeah.
Y'all going to make everything in there? Y'all Amish now?
Yeah, they're not thinking correctly. So you about to grow.
Look, the city could have been shut that down. Like, boom, we're turning off all utilities.
The city let that happen, though. The city said, we're going to give you the police station. Like I said, if it happened in Minneapolis. I said the same shit. I said, I think they gave that police station up. There's no way you
they gave them City Hall.
Yeah, they gave it to them just to check it, just to say, all right, this is y'all victory here. This is y'all. Just leave the rest of this shit alone. And they thought that worked, but that didn't work at all. But hold on.
Motherfuckers are stupid.
I got that Gilly shit for you. Hold on.
I keep getting the same question. Gilly, you always giving up game. Why you don't get no game on Black Lives Matter? Because I don't get into that shit, nigga. All lives matter, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you white, black, blue, purple, brown, tangerine. Nigga, all lives matter. Y'all want a nigga to go out there head first, tell these motherfucking white people Black Lives Matter. But my motherfucking black life didn't matter to the nigga that tried to execute me, to the nigga that shot me in my motherfucking wrist, stomach, and my foot. The nigga that tried to have my mama singing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
Yo, motherfucker, cut him off.
Didn't matter
cut him
to
off.
That nigga.
All
cut
the
niggas
off.
I knew.
Look. Look, when we talk about, like, all lives matter, of course all lives matter. Nobody's saying that all lives don't
Nobody's
matter.
Nobody's ever said that.
And the thing is, it's like, I hate when people bring up, they say the all lives matter. It's mostly the all lives matter crew. It's like, oh, well, y'all kill each other. The difference is, black people don't kill black people because they're black.
Exactly.
It's another beef going on. It's like, yo, you slept with my baby moms. It's stupid shit like that. Granted, it's not like the best thing to kill somebody over, but white people do the shit too. And it's like, I'm not, oh, that nigga's black over there, let me go kill him. Nah, that's y'all. That's what y'all be doing.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
And this is the even bigger problem for me is the fact that the people that are killing black people, we're paying their fucking salary.
Yeah, like, we paying y'all to kill us.
Yeah, like, come on, man. No, that's the part that niggas don't get. Okay, black people killing black people, cool. That shit definitely needs to stop. But damn it, can we look at the fact that these niggas is getting paid to kill us? Can we look at that for a second?
Yeah, between, I'm so tired of this shit, yo. Between that and the fucking lynchings and shit that are going, who the fuck decided to bring lynching back?
And they keep saying the same shit. Oh,
suicide.
It was a suicide. They came back with the one boy recently and said, oh, it was a suicide. They did a thorough investigation.
Damn,
who's investigating? The same cops
that
fucking lynched them? Get the fuck out of here, man. I don't believe none of that shit. Black folks ain't fucking lynching themselves. That's the stupidest shit I haven't heard. Try again.
When's the last time you seen a lynching besides this year?
A black
person killing themselves by hanging themselves.
Oh, okay.
When's the last time
you
seen
aspect.
That shit?
It really happens.
Public, from a tree.
But let's look at the bigger numbers here. Let's look at the statistics of how many black
people
actually
killed themselves.
Well,
wait a minute. Before you get into that, it's like, nigga, if I'm going to commit suicide, okay, if I hang myself because I don't have any other options to kill myself, I'm going to do it in my room or in my house. I'm not going to go out to a fucking city hall and climb a fucking tree and hang myself in front of City Hall. Nobody does that.
Nobody. That sounds like that's a statement. That is a statement. Yeah. That ain't a suicide.
I don't think that's a Black Lives Matter statement.
No, exactly.
Nobody's going to do that.
No. And nobody's doing that just to put that on a white person, just to be like, you know what, let's get the race war started this way.
Niggas, no, that's some shit white people do.
Yeah, that's the shit that's in these white people's heads. That's conspiracy wide. It's like, oh, that's a bot. We've seen this before. This is Bubba Wallace and Justice and Juicy Smollett. It's like, yo, shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, you bitch. You bitch ass nigga. Shut the fuck up. It's nothing. First off, the Bubba Wallace, I'm tired of white people with this shit.
Yeah, Bubba didn't have nothing to do with the shit. He didn't report it.
Didn't report shit, and they're still riding on this shit. And Trump's bitch ass gonna sit here and tweet that dumb shit out. Did Bubba Wallace apologize? Nigga, did you apologize to the bitches you done fucked over? Did you apologize to them? You apologize to Stormy Daniels? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, them motherfuckers is going down, yo. Like, that chick, if they don't kill that chick, yo, she's about to let the cat out the bag, yo.
You think so? I don't think so. I don't.
Something's going to happen, yo. She's going to rat.
They gave us that too easy.
You know what? I thought about that, too, and it's like, there's no way the powers of B is going to let that happen.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. That's too easy. That's too
easy. Whether they got to kill her or whether they got to give her something.
That or she just don't know shit. She just know her piece.
Nah, she does. She knows. I seen all them pictures with her and every fucking picture at the Clinton wedding. And nah, she knows, fam. Yeah, she's been around all them. She knows.
You're right. Yeah.
Then the motherfuckers talking about they don't know her and she pops up in pictures with them in the background somewhere. Yo, that shit is nuts.
And they doing like they do on Twitter. Dish you?
That's exactly what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not you right there? Okay, fam. I was just making sure. That looks just like you, though.
And I never got into like the whole Clinton shit. You know how people got the Clinton conspiracies and shit like that. But now that I'm looking at it, it's like, yo, y'all do seem kind of suspicious in the light now, yo.
Ain't no kind of about that shit, like, yeah.
Yeah, that Hillary shit, and what's it, the Pizzagate shit that they got going around, and Frazzle Drip or some shit like that.
Yo,
like, yo,
I don't know what. I think she is the reason Monica Lewinsky? She put Monica Lewinsky in there and told Monica to suck that dick. That's just my opinion. She said, look, Monica.
I think Bill was kind of playing.
I think she was like, yo, I ain't finna do that. I'm too busy doing my thing. Go and suck his dick for me. You know what I mean? Suck his dick for me. I got shit to do. I don't give a fuck.
Did you see that Wayfair shit?
I heard about it, but I never really. I had to stop fucking with, even though I wanted to order something so bad from him, but I had to stop fucking with him after I heard the fact that they furnish the detention centers down there on the border. I was like, yeah,
no,
I can't
okay,
fuck
so
with
we're talking we're talking about something totally different then. You know what I'm talking about when I say the Wayfair shit, right?
Yeah, the furniture people. That's right.
What about them?
Only thing I know is, like I said, is that they support the, they supply the,
Okay. All right. So here we go. So apparently Wayfair, the people are using Wayfair to sell missing and stolen kids.
What the fuck?
So like, this is allegedly, I don't know. 'Cause you know, the internet takes things crazy, but it's mighty convincing. So there is a furniture store. I don't know exactly how Wayfair works. I'm assuming it works kind of like Etsy or whatever.
Nah, Etsy's private sellers that sell shit. This is Wayfair selling all their shit themselves. So it's sort of like an Amazon or Target or some shit like that.
Okay, so they have furniture on there, and they're like little dinky closets, something that you would find at like Walmart for maybe $50 to $75. But on their site, they're selling them for like $19,000 or whatever. And the furniture is named after missing kids.
What the fuck?
So people just put two and two together like, okay, so, all right, say the missing kid was like Shaniqua or something. The fucking furniture would be like, oh, this is the Shaniqua dresser or Shaniqua closet, whatever. And then it would be priced at like $30,000. So then if you go to, like, New York or something and you look up missing kids, you'll have Shaniqua something, you know, in there. So they're saying that the names of the furniture correspond to the missing kid. and that's what you're buying.
What the fuck?
You gotta look it up, man. You gotta look it up because it's super fishy, yo. It's super fishy.
How do you sort? I'm on their website right now. I want to see how do you sort by
Just go to Twitter, yo. People put up the screenshots and shit.
Oh, I don't trust the screen. Well, it's Twitter. I trust the screenshots on Twitter. They showed me.
I trust Black Twitter with all my heart and soul.
Yeah, I trust. Yeah, they showed me. What's that? What's the goaltender name? They showed me Hope Solo Pussy. Showed me man. Fucking meat curry. Yeah, it looked like a roast beef sandwich. So
nobody wanna see that shit. just hashtag Wayfair.
I'm looking at it now. Yo, this is crazy. I'm looking at this video right now.
Oh, it's the first one that popped up where they're scrolling through the Wayfair.
Yeah, and he's searching for this number. He's searching for this product number. It's called the Rogers Leather Sectional.
Yeah, look how much the shit costs.
$14,599. What the fuck? How many they got in stock? One. Only one left. What the fuck? Yo, so what happens if you buy it?
I don't know. I don't know. This is what they're showing right there on the video, but like now it's going. Look,
precious hairs. They look. Damn.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts, yo.
What the fuck?
That shit said. Wait a minute. I gotta click on that because I want to see what, how that that corresponds with the name of the stuff, like the 147 inch. I wonder if that has anything to do with. I don't know. I can't put that together.
This is fucking crazy. You think Jeffrey Epstein owns Wayfair?
I don't know.
Bruh.
I don't know. But there's no way that fucking sectional costs $15,000.
Nah, that's no just, way. There's no way in hell. It doesn't even look that expensive. It looks like a $3,000 to $4,000 piece at the most.
Yeah, there's. All right, so people are looking on here. If you go down further on that timeline, there's another video of a pillow or some shit like that.
I saw that. I saw the pillow, yeah.
Yeah, the pillow costs $10,045.
Yeah, that don't sound right.
I don't know. There's something in there, yo. There's something in there.
Ooh, speaking of what I just said, shout out to Bath and Body Works. Somebody just learned that Bath and Body Works is founded and run by Lex Wexner, who was one of Jeffrey Epstein's closest associates, an integral part of helping Epstein amass his fortune and influence. Wow. That's what I'm saying, man. Yo, what if he got something to do with Wayfair, too?
Look, if...
This is crazy.
It's crazy because the more you scroll down there and you see the more items that correspond to these missing kids...
The more nuts it looks.
Fucking nuts. Yeah.
This is insane.
Listen to this. So the same Wayfair that supplies beds to ICE... who has lost over 2,000 kids in their custody... is also possibly selling missing children. Where do you think those 2,000 kids are?
Fucking crazy. Speaking of, I got a letter sent to me by my cousin yesterday. Shout out, before I even, real quick, because I was supposed to, I didn't do this and I didn't even talk about it earlier, but I talked to you offline about this. One of my cousins passed away. Well, I ain't going to say passed away. He got shot. Fucking got shot and killed. Last week, I think it was, or the week before. And so they had a candlelight vigil for him last week or sometime. And they shot up the candlelight vigil. So I got a thing saying that the wake was yesterday. And so the funeral was today at 1 o'clock. And it was like, yeah, it's going to be at the blah, 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 wherever it's at. So my dad was like, yo, you try and make it out there. Just to show support. And I said, I went flat out. I was like, look, man, I'm hearing it's a war going on out there. and they done shot up the candlelight visual. And if I go out there, I'm going strapped. And I don't really need to be going out there like that. And that's exactly what I heard. There definitely is a war going on outside right now down there. So I don't want to be a part of that shit. So I didn't go to my cousin's funeral. Rest in peace, Jack Boy. But I couldn't make it to your funeral because, yeah, niggas is out here wilding. But let me see if I got this. Here it is right here. So my other cousin sent me this thing. So that the local NAACP put out there in his area. It says the NAACP has credible information that some of the white national groups and white supremacist groups have initiations happening this weekend. As a part of the initiation, it is said that they will be looking to snatch black men and boys, hang them, shoot them, torture them, and kill them. So please spread the word. Do not let your sons go outside alone. Pay attention to your surroundings. If you made friends with someone recently, do not gullibly and naive and have them come up to you or some shit like that. Oh, what it says? Oh, recently gullible and naive. They may have another motive. Be cautious. Stay prayed up. Only travel in pairs, and even then, pay attention. Women also be alert. The rumor is that they will seek men, but we know that at some point anyone will do. Be careful. This was put out. They sent this and put this in their mailbox out there where he lives at in Tampa.
No, man.
Crazy. It's
getting spooky out here.
Yeah. What Fab say?
anything you're scared of, that shit is coming out right now.
Yo. The KKK snatching folks up for initiation purposes. But they want to tell me that these hangings are just, you know, these are, you know what they said? Suicides. Suicides. Yeah, these are suicides. It's nothing but suicides. You know, these black men just wanted, you know, they didn't want to end it. They didn't want to be on this earth anymore. So they figured the best way to do it is just to do it the way, the old school way, you know, of torturing the fuck out of yourself and stopping your own breathing. That makes absolutely no fucking sense to me. But okay, we're going to run with that.
Well, they just tried to get somebody at the campground that was out with his white friends or something like that. They want to go, like, that shit, I don't know. That shit is fucking nuts, yo.
I got to keep that thing on me at all times.
Yeah. I be forgetting sometimes when I leave the house.
Yeah, me too. Like, man. And I be nervous. It's that feeling of, did I leave the, I had that same feeling as if I left the garage door open. I'm like, did I leave the garage door open? And you be just, like, nervous the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I'm not one of those people that be like, yo, fuck all white people and shit like that. That's not me. Like, I know a lot of people that are, you know, good, and we need allies and stuff like that. People that actually have some sense. But y'all stuck in that old-ass mentality, yo. Y'all got to go, yo.
Yeah, y'all got to get the fuck out the way, man. Y'all are fucking it up for all the new generation. And all you niggas that are trying to hold on to all this shit, I probably said this the last podcast. All y'all trying to hold on to all these Confederate statues and all these old this, that, and that. Don't worry. This shit is going to go away eventually. You're going to die. And the people that are taking over this world and this earth and this United States right now are the young people that are out here in these streets marching.
Yeah,
and
they're the ones that speed up the process.
Yes, that's all that's happening. It's going to be gone. Don't worry about it. It's going to be gone, and you'll be gone as well, too. Don't worry. You'll perish.
Get used to it.
Yeah, you'll perish just like this other shit will.
And your daughter be out here fucking black people. That's,
exactly. It's
going to happen.
It's, yeah, and
it's going to happen.
And your grandbaby's going to be black.
Yeah, I've seen racist white people conform after their grandchildren were born.
Oh, that's the best. I love walking in the mall and seeing a white.
I've seen that with my own eyes. I am probably a product of that.
See? I didn't think you was going to take it there.
No, I mean, I'm serious. Like, my grandparents grew up a certain way, and it's a known fact that they had their biases and stuff like that. But when I came along, that whole shit ended as far as what I could see.
It had to, because.
But those are the people with common sense, yo. Times, like, I don't fault you for being a product of your time. You know what I mean?
Not at all, but you can grow.
Yeah, yep. A lot of people get in trouble for being a Bill Cosby was a product of his time. Not saying it was right. It's just, he's not the only one that was doing that shit. It was normal shit that was going on.
Yeah.
You got to remember, like, we have, I'm all for women empowerment and all that kind. I wouldn't say I'm a feminist, but, like, I'm all for that movement. But, like, at one point, y'all motherfuckers were sitting in the house and cooking and cleaning, and that's it.
Whoa, 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 these views is not viewed the views of PJ.
No, look, listen, listen.
I don't we're know where this act is like, going.
Yo, listen, no, it's not going in a bad direction.
Okay.
But listen, that was, they were products of their time.
That was happening life.
Right there.
That,
you're right. Yeah, that was the norms. It's you're not right. like that anymore.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? And you got to roll with the times. Like, you can't be stuck in an era.
And I see what
and
people.
If you want to be like that, yo, go ahead and hang yourself from a tree.
Yeah, because we don't need you here no
it's
more.
It's stupid. Yeah,
yeah. We're trying to evolve this earth.
You're obsolete.
To keep,
yeah,
yeah. You're just trying to sit here.
You're the old
it.
Model.
Yeah,
you're the old model.
We trying to upgrade this.
You try to throw me under the bus with the female
no, I
listeners.
Did. Like, no, I didn't. I trust Rod to make sure you got that off right. Like, yo, hold on. What you mean? What you mean they just sitting back cooking and cleaning? Whoa, whoa,
no,
there.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, it's yo, people are products of their time. And if you're not willing to make the changes for the greater good of humanity, yeah. you're in the way.
Like, I don't even fault Joe Biden for the, like, they're upset and they're trying to hang on this shit. Well, you said this back in the days. Yes, back in the days he said some shit. Okay, got it. Check. How does he feel now?
That's yeah, people, the difference. Yo, people can change. Now, there are some people out here that act like they change. And that's a whole separate. Yeah, that's a whole
separate
argument.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, we're talking about people that actually had an awakening. You know what I mean?
And a lot of people do have that. It's a lot of, again, like you said, but there is a lot of people that can fake that shit. But again, there's a nice amount of.
But you can't fake it for long. The truth always comes to the light.
Oh yeah,
it always comes to the light because we're gonna put you in a position to where your true biases have to come out.
Oh, we're seeing it on Facebook and Twitter all the time right now.
Oh yeah, and y'all losing y'all damn jobs, looking like idiots.
Yep.
For something that you shouldn't be fighting about. Like, what is so bad about being equal with another person? Like, I don't get it.
They feel like they're losing power. They feel like they don't
have. But you know what's crazy?
A lot of them
be the ones that don't got shit anyway.
They don't, but they hang their head on the fact that they feel like they're better than black people, and that's their thing. It's like, oh, I'm better than a black person. Like, nah, that black person probably make more money than you.
It boggles my mind that people think like that. Like,
no, I'm gonna tell you what boggles my mind. I'm going on a tangent on this one. But I was sitting there, and I was on a Bucks Facebook group or whatever, and the left tackle for the Bucks, Donovan Smith, said, "Hey, I have a newborn on the way. I don't think I'm gonna be playing this season." Immediately, somebody jumped in. "Wow, that's a punk move. You blah blah blah. This, that, and that." I was like, "Wow, you triggered because a man exercised his right and said that I don't want to be putting my newborn in a position like that. Like, how entitled the fuck you fucking sound?"
Yet. He's not property.
Yo, like,
he's
exactly.
not property.
But that's how they look at niggas as, though. Like, yo, I go to work while you can't. Because his job is fucking playing football. He's not a fucking doctor. Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Like, yo, you mad. I will understand if it's some doctors that sat back and said, "I don't want to go to work." It's like, yo, come on, fam. This is what you signed up for.
Yeah, without a plan, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like another doctor to pass somebody on to.
Yes.
But now it starts to get me into this thing, like, people use public figures as property. This is why rappers can't retire on top. This is why athletes can't retire on top. Because motherfuckers won't let them. Now there are all sorts of names and other kind of shit, punk bitches and stuff like that.
Jordan,
no, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't.
We're talking about name.
Nobody retired on top. Nobody retires on top. The last person to retire on top, the last person that retired on top was Ray Lewis or Jerome Bettis, and they only retired on top because it's a team sport. Because they were in the decline.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. Kobe retired on top. I don't care what you say.
He didn't.
That last game? Come on now.
You're telling me they didn't let him do that?
Not that many points.
You crazy. You crazy.
They didn't give it to him. They didn't you give
crazy.
It.
What did J.J. Redick do for Kobe? I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. Oh, when Kobe was getting that 60 from the free throw line, J.J. Redick purposely stepped over the line.
Oh, he had a lane violation.
Just in case he missed it. Yeah. Like, nigga, they let him do that. They let him do that. Kobe is not dropping 60.
He did it before. He did 80.
This nigga, he was younger.
He wasn't that much younger.
You crazy.
Like we talking about
it was like the first year. It was the first year of him being in 24, I think.
No, he was in like 2010 or
no,
some shit
fam.
When that happened.
Jalen Rose was still playing, guy. And 2010 is 10 years ago.
10 years ain't that long, nigga.
10 years is a long time for an athlete.
Not for basketball players. Vince Carter was
you
still
crazy.
Playing. Vince Carter was still playing.
Listen, I was just dunking 2 years ago, and now I can barely get up. That's 2 years. This is 10 years.
Yeah, but you're also not Jordan or fucking
it is. It doesn't matter. Father Time is undefeated, cuz.
Yeah, you
Father Time is undefeated, cuz.
You tell it Tom Brady. He's still out here trying to work out.
Yeah, but is he good?
We don't know. We won't ever know because there won't be a football season. And just the Bucks.
I was about to say we would find out this year.
Yeah, just the Bucks luck too. That's how much. That's how shitty my team is. Just our luck that COVID. You get a good quarterback and a tight end, and everybody else come in. Next thing you know, fucking virus hits. Y'all ain't gonna have shit.
Yeah, we might never see Tom Brady play for the Bucks.
I said that. I was like, you guys buying these jerseys for what exactly? Because you're never gonna. Yeah. Never gonna happen.
Yeah, but nobody goes out on top. Nobody goes out on top.
True.
I don't remember the last person that. I mean, of course, there's exceptions to the rules, but I don't think I've seen anybody go out on top. Not by their own choices, anyway.
What do you define on top, though? Let's define what on top means.
I'm talking about prime. The last person to retire in his prime was fucking Barry Sanders. And look at how much shit he got.
Not true. Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams got put out the league.
No, he retired.
Ricky Williams failed them drug tests and ended up going to the Canadian Football League, so he did not retire.
Yo.
They put him out.
Why you gotta be like that? You got
It's the truth. I'm challenging you. Name me one person that went out on top by their own design.
Megatron.
Who? No, nobody. Well, okay. All right. I can give you Megatron. But then it goes back to the point. Look at how much shit he got for doing that.
Yeah, they was pissed. Andrew Luck, they was pissed. Andrew Luck quit.
I don't think he was like really.
Yo, you can't do that. Yo, you can't do that. Yes, he was. Fuck out of here. You can't do that.
What did he win?
Yo, you just.
What did he win?
He must be in your conference. That's why.
No, what did he win?
He took his team to the playoffs.
So
look at his winning percentage. Look at his winning record.
I'll give you that, but they still gave him shit.
Yeah, they definitely gave him shit for.
And then last thing I heard was like last year he was trying to come back.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, nobody goes out on top, man. You ride till the wheels fall off. You got to literally, when people stop thinking about you, that's when you got to. Nobody was talking about the Lakers that Kobe season when he retired.
Yeah, we were. We were talking about how bad they were.
Exactly. So you can't say he was on top anyway.
No, that last game he was on top. That's what I considered on top. I don't know what you're talking about. I was talking about the last game.
And even then he won.
Oh, shit. I'm
talking
about the last game.
If LeBron retired today, could we say that he was on top?
They're going to hate on LeBron regardless. They're going to say he was never on top. So,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you still consider LeBron in his prime?
No.
He's on the downslide, right?
Slightly, but he's still incredible. Pause.
Yeah, I mean, he's still the best player in the league, but he's not as good as he was.
No, not at all, but he's still one of the best players in the league. I wouldn't say he's the best. Well, right now, yeah, he's the best.
I think the top of his prime was probably the
last
year in Miami. Yeah, yep, the last year in Miami or that year he went back to Cleveland.
Yeah. I feel like that's when he really hit his stride and hit his prime right then and there. Cause he was able to get past Golden State with them, wasn't he?
Yeah, that last year he was.
Yeah.
But he almost did it himself the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Kyrie and Kevin Love was hurt.
Yeah.
He almost beat them by himself. Which was fucking nuts.
Yeah, then they came, then they won it that year. Then KD was like, nah, you know what? I think I need to go up there and go ahead.
KD's never going to get the respect that he deserves, including from me.
Well, that's because he does. KD does clown shit.
Yo, he's so good, but at the same time, it's like, nah, fam, you're not better than LeBron. And I think that eats him alive.
But he was, for a couple years, he was better than LeBron.
No, no, I'm not giving it to him.
You're not going to give it to him?
Nope, not going to give it to him.
Yeah, why not?
I'm just not. And I don't care how good he was, I still don't think he was the best player in that Golden State team. I still think Steph was better than him.
Nah, well, I don't think he was the best player. I think he was the best player. I don't think he was the key piece, though. I think Klay Thompson was the biggest piece to that puzzle that they needed more than they needed Kevin Durant, in my opinion.
No, because it's always Steph.
It's been Steph and Klay.
If you take Steph out of that situation, they don't win, period.
Yes, true. But also, if you take fucking what's the name out, they don't win either, though, in my opinion.
If you take Klay out, we're talking about the years that they had Kevin Durant.
Because Klay, wasn't Klay out one? Wasn't Klay out that year they lost?
No.
He was out one of the years.
When they came back from 3-1, when Cleveland came back down from 3-1, no. Klay was there. They had no excuse.
When was Klay out?
The only excuse Golden State has is Draymond picked up that tech and was suspended for that game.
Okay.
During that 3-1 run. But other than that, no. Because honestly, if we're talking the years that Kevin Durant played with Golden State, if you take Klay out, they still win.
I don't know.
But if you take Steph out, they don't.
Of course, Steph is the
That's what I'm saying. And they've already proven they can win without KD. So, you know what I mean?
We already established. They already established that's not even a thing. But without KD and Draymond, this year is washed anyway. They're not going to do shit. They're not even in it.
When are they going to do the draft?
I honestly don't know.
I want to see where LaMelo goes.
Is he available to be drafted this year?
Yeah, yep. He's one of the top prospects. He played over in Australia.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, with his brother.
Yeah, so he goes in between 1 and 3.
Yeah.
For a while there it was number 1, and then they got the other boy, I forgot his name, but he's better than LaMelo. But yeah, I would go to say that he might even be 1 or 2.
Is he good? Is he good?
He's good.
I seen a couple videos and he's straight.
I would go as far as to say he's better than his brother.
As far as what though? Because his brother can pass his ass.
As far as everything.
Oh,
as far
as everything. All around game. Yeah, because his brother can't shoot worth a shit.
Yeah.
He ain't got no shot, but he can dish that ball off. That's all LeBron needed.
The one I thought was going to be the beast that everybody laughs at me is fucking Jello. I thought he was going to be the beast.
Which one is Jello?
The oldest one. Or he's the middle one. Lonzo's the oldest, and then Jello, and then.
Then the one that put up like 80 in that one game.
Yeah.
As a kid. That's LaMelo, ain't it?
Yeah, he's the one that's going to go high this year. I don't know, man. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't even know like you said, I don't even know when they're going to do that. When they're going to have an NBA
draft. Yeah, because it would have happened already.
Yeah. And are those players going to play another year in college? I don't know how that's going to work.
No, you can't.
How can they not? They didn't have a full season. This is all fucked up. This is new terror. This is new terrain here. All this is different.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I'll be happy when things get back to normal. And the sad thing is, I don't know if they're going to get back to normal.
Yeah, normal. This might be normal for a long time here. And that's the crazy part to even say. Like, this is normal.
Because did you see what they're doing with the kids when they go back to school?
They don't even know what they're going to do in school
half the time or something, and the other half is going to be like e-learning or some shit.
That's what they're talking about here as well. But then you putting a more of a strain on the teachers when you do shit like that.
I don't know. What's weird is like when we talk about the new normal. I was at the mall this past week, and to go in the mall and not only see everybody wearing masks in the mall, but for them to have stands with selling masks and all these designers and stuff like Adidas and New Balance, and they're selling masks. I've been saying that before
it got started. I said, watch, the mask game going to be crazy. Nigga, Louis Vuitton going to have a mask. I kept saying it. I was like, it's going to be crazy before it even popped off to even this.
I can't breathe in them motherfucking things, yo.
Oh, shit.
I can't. I hate them.
I'm used to it. I got to wear it.
Then motherfuckers look at you all crazy when you don't got one on.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Call the police.
Yeah, they're going to look at you nuts.
Call the police.
Hey, you better abide by the rules, bro. Better keep that mask on.
I do. Yo, I try, but 90% of the time, if you see me with a mask, it's just over my mouth. Because I cannot breathe in the motherfucking shit.
What kind of shit you got?
I got two. I got the regular mask that everybody be getting, and then I got the fucking, the gator. You know, that sits on your neck and you can slide it up like a fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wear that most of the time because it's, like, breathable, but...
I got
it's
one
not
of them.
Protecting anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's
basically
bit.
Just for looks, for show.
Yeah, I got a Hip Hop Power Hour one coming soon.
Yeah, I can't breathe in them motherfuckers, yo.
Yo, you can't use those words.
What?
They're going to kill you.
What?
That's what the mayor or whatever the fuck that dude was that did that little thing last week that we, not last week, the last episode we talked about, we played. When a man said he ripped the mask off. Talk about, oh, that's better.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm just being honest. I can't breathe in the motherfucker. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I follow the rules because I'm a responsible person. But, like, I don't know. It's not, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I feel
restricted. I'm used to wearing them. It don't bother me.
It's not bad because I don't have a job to where I have to go in the office and wear the mask all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's only a small percentage of the time.
Yeah, it's only when I go to the store or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But then I end up doing a little President Obama jog back to get my mask because I always forget that shit.
Somebody wrote under the shit, you feel like a superhero. Like, I forget my mask? Where my mask at? They're speaking like superheroes and shit.
Yeah, that shit is whack to me. I don't like it.
In Florida, if you got a concealed carry, you don't have to wear your mask.
What?
Yeah.
See, y'all motherfuckers just be doing anything down there.
Well, it makes sense. If I got my gun on me, you need to see my face.
I don't know.
Yo, you can't walk around with a gun on and a mask. Niggas ain't having that shit. Niggas ain't having that. Yo, August Alsina looks like a fucking nut, man. I keep seeing his pictures of his ass. He looks like a fucking nut, yo. I don't even know if this going to be the cover. Nah, Breonna Taylor. Something with Breonna Taylor going to be the cover because the fact that these niggas still haven't even been arrested yet is ridiculous. So we're going to keep trying to bring awareness to that shit until they arrest them motherfuckers, which they probably might not ever do. But shout out to the Hillsborough County PD, not PD, but the Sheriff's Department. They fired one of their dudes and arrested him, I guess, the other day. So it was a guy that they were transporting a prisoner to one of the mental health facilities Come to find out, it was the wrong prisoner they were supposed to transfer. He wasn't supposed to go to that facility at that time. So they end up messing up or whatever, and the transport got fucked up. He end up getting out somehow, and he's, like, hiding underneath some shit. Like, he's scared out of his fucking mind. He ain't know what the fuck going on. So clearly he has some mental – something's mentally wrong with the guy to begin with, and he's in jail. So they end up coming up to him or whatever, and they finally find him, and they're trying to ID who he is. And so one of the sheriffs come up to him and said – because he was refusing to ID who he was, ID himself. But one of the cops who knows him, the detectives, was like, hey, I know that guy. He's mine. He's on one of my cases. So the cop went up to him and said, give me your fucking name or I'll blow your brains out. I put the gun straight to his head. So give me a name or I'll blow your brains out all over the pavement. The other cops had to step in and calm him down. So all the other cops sat here and filed a complaint about that, and he ended up getting fired. For that shit. Cause they said multiple times, they sitting here telling this dude, yo, chill. Matter of fact, this is the part that got him. The fact that he was already handcuffed and on the ground, and he put the gun to his head and said, give me your name or I'll blow your brains out all over the concrete.
I hate police, man. They just gotta I don't know.
I don't hate like all of them. I hate the ones that do shit like that. I respect to the ones that sat there and said, you know what, that shit ain't right, man.
No, I'm just because you got a badge don't mean you in charge of humanity, yo.
Not at all, man. Clearly that dude, something was wrong with him, mental issues. Not to mention the fact that he's probably scared out of his fucking mind that he don't know what the fuck going on, and you got a gun to his fucking head, and he's already handcuffed on the ground. And come to find out, there's a kit that they have. They could have easily identified him. They just could have ran the kit and pulled his fingerprint up, they said, and would have known who he was by right then and there. And one of the officers said that they were on the way to go get the kit while he was putting the gun to his head. I was like, no, chill, I can go get the kit, and we can identify who he is. You don't have to do all that.
I don't know, man.
But they're defending it. Some people defending that shit, talking about some, well, that means cops can't do their jobs. Like, that's not your fucking job to put your gun to somebody's head on a suspect that's already subdued. He's already subdued, my dude. There's nothing else to do. He's already subdued, handcuffed. Okay, you don't have his name. He's not talking. He's probably frightened out of his fucking mind. Doesn't matter. You already have him handcuffed. You can figure out who the fuck he is after.
Your job description is not to infringe on human rights. Like, that's nowhere in your job description.
Yeah, so they fired him and pressed charges.
Who put you here to tell me what I can and what I can't do? That's what I don't get. It's like, yo, you, I don't know, man.
Here's the kicker. The kicker is he had 21 years on the force. 21 fucking years. He threw all that shit away. And ain't no telling how many times he did that to other people, if that's the case, if he's been on for 21 fucking years.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
Yes, that's the very sad part, that he done victimized so many other people that we will probably never know about. It's bullshit.
People that probably been in jail for years off of him.
Yep. Fucking crazy.
I don't know. Anybody who gets caught doing that shit, any of their old cases should get thrown out.
Well, they go back and they have to review all that shit. They have to go back and see. But for the most part, I think they do.
That shit ain't right.
But that shit didn't happen with Meek Mill.
Yeah. And that was a black lady too, yo.
That's the weirdest shit, because the cop that was in there was already found dirty and was playing evidence.
She just didn't want to lose. That was ego.
Nah, she was just upset because he didn't do that Boys the Men song. So she
you should remake Boys the Men.
Do it for Philly. Nah, bitch, I ain't really feeling that.
Sit your ass down.
She's like,
that
nah,
ain't
I got
it,
some.
Lady. That ain't it, lady.
She was like, yo, she probably was like, if this nigga as so much as Papa Willie in the fucking street arrest this nigga. Yo, she was not playing, bruh. She got to go. I'm surprised she's still fucking able to sit where she's the fuck sitting at. She has to get the fuck out of there, because that's just completely fucked up and wrong. But I digress.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got, though.
Yeah, I ain't really got shit else. What else? Oh, there's a movie coming out called American Pickle. That shit looks ridiculous.
Oh, the Seth Rogen shit?
Yeah,
that shit. I don't know. That shit looks funny to me.
I know, but it looks weird at the same time. Like, nigga, you was in a vat of pickle juice. Hell, it's like Pickle Rick. What the fuck? Like, they really made a movie out this shit.
Yeah, it look funny. I'll probably watch it. That's another thing that's not going to go back to normal. These movie theaters going to go out of business.
Oh, they definitely are.
I keep seeing more movies releasing straight to streaming for like $20 to rent. So we're not going to the theaters no more. You're going right to whatever platform, whether it's Apple TV or fucking Amazon or whatever the fuck it is.
You're hitting 7-Eleven or wherever the fuck and getting your snacks. You're not dealing with the fucking movies.
Good too, because I don't want to be paying $8,000 for some popcorn and a drink.
Exactly. Especially the shitty ass popcorn they be trying to serve.
They've been raping niggas for years.
Yeah, they've been getting over for years.
Ain't no way a bucket of popcorn costs $15.
Well, I mean, that's how they make their money, because they ain't making money off the
gate. I don't care.
Well, they make a percentage off the gate, but it's so small that it really is.
I don't care.
They got to do something to keep the lights on.
Highway robbery.
It is. Definitely is highway robbery.
I don't know. I'm going to leave y'all with this, though. When Jada cheated on Will, she cheated on my father, my grandfather, my uncle, my cousin, my homies. She cheated on all of us.
You dirty bitch. Dirty bitch, you. And I believe I feel as though we have the right to be able to call her a bitch for what she did. That is fucked up to what she did. You know, I want that Jada and that Will love. Oh, you got it, I. Oh, man. Jada ain't shit. Do better, bitch. Do better. How about that? That is fucked up, though. That is a funny way to end this, because I was going to end it on some foul shit, so that's a better way to end it. I was going to talk about, I ain't going to do that, so I'll say that for another episode, but I ain't got shit else. You got anything? You good?
Nah, I'm good.
Well, no that music? I did want to talk about merch real quick. I haven't, the giveaway still going to happen, just not yet. I'm still talking to these people down here in my area about doing this shit for us versus getting it done online, because I hate getting that shit done online, because you don't get to see what it's going to be until you get it, and then it's too fucking late. Like, I don't want to do an order of 50 fucking things and then it'd be trash and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I hate doing that. So I want to be in person with it and get the shit done correctly versus throwing out some sloppy bullshit and then be like, oh, this is our merch right here, and it's trash. So, But other than that, man, I ain't got shit else, man. Rest in peace, Jack Boy. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to all the countries, the new countries that have been listening. Shout out. I'm going to start naming out all the different countries real quick. Shout out to Qatar, South Africa, India, Kenya, Nicaragua. Can't pronounce that, but whatever. Australia, Japan, Puerto Rico, UK, Ireland, Lebanon, Germany, France, US. Let's get it. That's everybody so far that's been riding with us. Shout out to all y'all. I've had a headache most of this episode, but I've stuck through it. We did it. The audio was fucked up a little bit, but it's still gonna go out like this, so fuck it.
And better appreciate that shit.
You better appreciate it, because I'm not editing shit, and I had to edit last time a lot of shit, so I ain't editing this time. What's gonna be the cover? Oh, I already said the cover. It's gonna be a picture for Breonna Taylor, but that's all I got, man. Anything else?
What are you gonna call it? Entanglement.
If I call it Entanglement, I'm going to call it, oh, what an entanglement web we weave. Oh, shit. When we don't arrest the cops that fucking killed Breonna Taylor. They also found out the fact that all them bullets went inside of her.
Oh, and that we didn't talk about the Guillen chick.
Oh, the Fort Hood?
Yeah.
We can get into that real quick. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
So they found the body chopped up, and then by finding the body, they found, was it four other bodies, I think. Whew. of military members. So that's food for thought. You can draw whatever conclusion you want, but I know what conclusion I'm drawing.
My question is,
this ain't the first time.
This ain't the first time, but who are these privates that was able to finesse the army like that?
Man,
that's a lot of finessing they had to do. That's a lot of finessing.
I don't think it was finessing. I think they was in on it. When I say in on it, I don't mean like
you don't mean they it's just approved them too.
No. When I say they're in on it, I don't mean that they approved of it or whatever. I think they're just kind of cover their own ass.
Because they knew some shit was
going on. Yeah, they knew some shit was going on, but they didn't want it to reflect bad on the army.
Yeah, but now it's going to open up. You always got to get ahead of that shit ahead of time, because what happens is it's going to open up a can of worms. It's going to be 10 times worse, and now you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. But the story behind it is nuts.
That is a nuts. So. That's a nutso-ass story, and that girl is even nutso.
And then for him to kill himself when they found out it was him is...
Yeah. Black coward too. Yeah, young black dude too, stupid ass.
I'm blaming it on the white girl. Wasn't she white?
She was definitely white. She looked like.
Yeah.
You ever watch that show on Netflix with the dude named Dab and whatever the fuck the girl name is? It's a weed show. No. But she looked just like that Grinch looking bitch. Oh, ugly. I'm blaming it on the
local white girl.
Yeah, we gotta blame it on her. She didn't even look like she should have been in the army. Like, did she pass the PT test?
Well, she wasn't in the army.
Oh, I thought she was.
No, she was a local chick off base. It was the dude's girlfriend or whatever.
Oh,
helped him like try to set the body on fire, and then when that didn't work, they cut her up.
What was they on? Some satanic type shit?
Listen, fam, you gotta be a special type of human being to be cutting up bodies.
Yeah, you do. You gotta be.
Because just even if I would have gotten myself in that situation, which I would have never have, that's the last thought is, yo, I'm gonna cut up this body.
Yeah, that's the
I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm. Let me dismember this person. My stomach ain't built for that. Like,
did you see the shit on Snapchat where I guess the game or challenge on Snapchat was like, or TikTok was to find like a scavenger hunt, and there were some kids that went on a scavenger hunt and they ended up finding a suitcase with a body inside of it.
What the fuck?
And it wasn't a body. It was like a couple.
Mm. Nah, I ain't
but
hear
it was
about
all
that.
Cut up and stuffed in a suitcase. They got it all on Snapchat. So they went down there and they were joking, like, what if it's money in there or whatever? And then somebody was like, what if it's bodies in there? So they like called the police. And like the police opened it, and it was like a suitcase with a whole bunch of black trash bags in it, and they like cut up bodies in there.
Damn, this is getting crazy out here, man. The race war's coming.
Man, that shit been crazy. We just been censored, you know, from it because, you know, this is America, and we try to do the right thing for the most part, even though we got all this other shit going on, but like. Those Mexican cartel videos and shit that be out there where they be cutting people's body up while they're alive and shit, man, that shit goes on.
Yeah, that definitely goes on. I'm just talking about, we don't know who's doing these. If it's some black folks or white folks.
I don't know. Nine times
out of ten. Just trying to start a race war. That's what I'm thinking, man. The media playing this up too. The media wants a race war. They want angry white people to go out here and just start shooting black people.
You ain't gonna have no ratings if people start dying. Who gonna watch your fucking show?
They love it though. That's what they want.
You think motherfuckers is watching the news if we out here warring for real? Could you imagine another civil war in 2020? Like, what?
Yeah. Who's fighting who? Like, are we just popping niggas in red hats? Like, well, how does this work?
Well, the only motherfuckers that care about that shit is white people.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to come out here in these streets. What are you going to do? Run up in my house?
Yeah, you're going to
get bodied?
Yeah, I'm like, you're just
going to,
like,
I'm not going on no battlefield to fight you for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, you're not going to catch me at the gas station and try to shoot me. Like, are you serious? Is that what we're going to do? You're going to try to shoot me at Wendy's, nigga? Is that what's popping?
Yeah, this ain't like back in the day. Y'all, that's where y'all fucked up. We're not on a battlefield with rules of engagement and shit like that. Nigga,
nah, you don't know who the enemy is.
Yeah.
Like, yo, just because...
You know who the enemy is. It's going to be white versus black. That's the problem.
That, no, but that's not going to be the problem because it's like it's a lot more white people on the black side.
Yeah, man, that's a war y'all can't win. Y'all got to just wrap it up and, yeah, wrap that shit up, B.
Yeah, wrap that shit up,
B. Get out your feelings.
Get out of them. Get out of them. Get out of them because it's not unbecoming of you.
It's just not worth it. It's a waste of time.
It is a waste.
You're gonna lose again.
It's a waste of energy. You saw the one racist lady. She came back. They always do this. I apologize. Like, no, you don't. You apologize for getting
because you got caught.
Yeah, like my man went in the restaurant talking shit to the Asians. Talk about some get out of the country. Like, bitch,
you
what?
Know what's funny is like they'll be caught on video. Like, yeah, go ahead and record for your fucking Facebook. I don't care. And then you get caught on fucking Facebook, and now you're fucking apologizing. Yeah.
Now you sorry. Like, I didn't know.
You told me to put you on.
I had a bad day, you know, and it was some things going on. Like, nah, keep that same energy, nigga.
Fam, there's never been a day that I had a bad day and I just blamed an entire race for it.
I've never done that.
I've never had a shitty day at work and like, yo, fuck white people. Never done that.
Nah, usually it's like somebody has done something to me to make me feel that way, and it's like, fuck that one person. But it's never the whole group of people. Yeah. That's just racist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're just really racist at that point. That's nuts. But yeah, this world's crazy. This world's nuts.
This is my country.
We're losing it. We're losing our freedom.
Hey, y'all tell us to go back to Africa, but at least we got a place to go.
Yeah.
Like,
they can go back to England.
We told you that. Where are you going to go? Them motherfuckers don't want them over there.
Nah.
The world hates Americans.
They do. I've been overseas, and they hate Americans. They respect them, but they hate them.
And I don't blame them.
I don't either.
Because you got to think of the sample pieces of work that they're getting.
And they all tell you know me. They all tell you the same shit. Americans are arrogant assholes.
It's true.
Yeah.
When I look at myself, it's true.
They only think it's about
because them. we go to places and we complain. We just think we're so much better than everybody.
Nah,
it's
let's
true,
not get
yo.
It twisted either. English niggas are the worst, and they got that accent with it too. They're the biggest haters. Fuck, I don't want
to
hear that shit.
But to us, it's funny because I like to hear your accent.
Bloody hell, man.
Yeah, that shit is funny to me. You can think you're arrogant if you want to, but just know when I'm laughing at you. Not with you.
Oh, man. Shout out to all the UK folks out there. And I was talking about, was it Skepta? That's what I was thinking of when I was talking last time.
Anybody with an accent, you're automatically 10 times funnier than me. Well, to me, I should say, because nobody's funnier than me. And that goes back to the arrogance.
That goes back to the arrogance. And this is how we come back full circle.
But just know that I am better than you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
As an American. I don't believe that, so don't take that literally.
Nobody. This, once it gets to the second hour in the show, it gets bad.
Yeah, it gets a little goofy.
Yeah, so that's not our fault. You hear this, so they already know what it is. Again, shout out to everybody rocking with us. Shout out to everybody listening. The giveaway will be coming soon, just not right now. Stay tuned for that. We will be doing a show that's going to be on YouTube one of these days coming soon. Think about episode 20 to do something monumental. 15, we had Santana. 20, we do a video thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I ain't got...
But that's it, man. Oh, I did want to. Well, I'll say that for next week. But that's it. Peace.
Bye, bitch.